Moving on to action item number 12. Discussion, possible action on encroachments below 1,000-foot contour. Mike McClendon.
Good afternoon. The Brazos River Authority owns the land below the 1,000-foot contour for the purposes of maintaining an inundation easement. This land is essentially the lake bed. AECOM produced the first comprehensive survey that we had of the lake bed. We found residential structures, retaining walls, concrete pads, fences, posts, etc. For the most part, our policy is that encroachments within the lake bed need to be removed. We understand, after looking at some of these structures, the legislative mandate to sell, the cost to remove some of these structures will be quite high. There's some environmental factors that would go into removing some of these. So staff is bringing forward a policy, a proposal that would allow some of these encroachments to remain as long as they met certain conditions or criteria. And I've got some photographs that I'll kind of walk through and show you, and then I'll go through some of the criteria that they'll be allowed to remain. If you can see on this, for the most part, this residence, a majority of it was actually built within the FERC 25-foot setback. There is also a small portion of it here in the lower corner and also up in here that is encroaching into the lake bed. At the time of this photograph, the lake was about 4 to 5 feet low. Next photograph. This particular residence, as you can see, this is a 1,000-foot contour. The whole house is below the 1,000-foot contour. This photograph, too, was taken when the lake was about 4.5, 5 feet low. The particular house was built on stilts. When the lake level gets to about 999 or a little bit higher, our lake office starts receiving phone calls that it's at the bottom of their house and get ready to go in and flood them out. We can go to the next slide. This is just another representative sample. As you can see, half the house or a quarter of it is encroaching within the lake bed. Next slide. This is just another example. Half the house is encroaching in the lake bed. One thing I didn't mention on the first slide, with this proposed resolution, we're asking that this is not going to be an allowance for people in the future to encroach. It would be as of today, October 25th, if this resolution were passed, the encroachments that are found from the existing AECOM survey. Let me go to the next slide. These are some of the items that would need to be removed. As you can see over here, this is a small outbuilding, a storage shed. Same thing over here, we have a storage shed. I think this marker right here denotes the 1,000-foot contour. Go to the next slide. This happens to be a volleyball court. It, too, encroaches in the lake bed. It would have to be removed. Go to the next slide. I think one more picture. This is a pump house and some kind of other shed or building, outbuilding. Go to the next slide. For encroachments to remain below the 1,000-foot contour, the folks would have to execute an agreement. That agreement was provided, I think, in your notebooks for you. They would assume the responsibility and the liabilities associated with that structure. We would charge, because they are occupying our lake bed, 10 cents per square foot, $50 minimum. We would also, if they were to sell that property, the new owner would be subject to executing that agreement as well, and BRA is going to retain the right to require removal if necessary. There are some items, whenever we were conducting the survey, that we noticed maybe retaining walls or concrete pads that conform to the lake bed, and if those don't present a hazard to navigation, we'd allow those to remain as well. Next slide is the resolution. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
How many of these are there?
I'm sorry?
How many properties?
Probably about 30 to 40.
Okay, and these dollar amounts are monthly?
That would be...
That's annual. Okay. And that's fixed?
No. Yes. Well, it's subject to board...
Oh, it's a one-year lease, right?
Yes, sir.
Question.
Yes, sir.
How do these things happen?
Generally, you'll find whenever the lake level is low, if it's low for an extended period of time, it's hard to discern that, where exactly the 1,000-foot contour is at some points. And sometimes, like I said, This is the first time we've had the first comprehensive survey of the area. Sometimes there wasn't a survey in that area. Other times, you know, they went and built it, and it was after it was constructed. We didn't notice it until after that. And once
that was going to be my question. Aren't they supposed to get permission?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Forgiveness.
Some of these are pre-1980 as well.
Some of it has to be older than some.
I mean, they've been there a long time. It, you know, lost today with the weather.
Right. How long has that house on stilts been?
I think 19.
That house has been there for a long time. Quick story about it. It was.
Speak up, Mike.
Quick story about the house on stilts. It was placed there. There was some approval given, but the approval was given to stay out of the lake bed, to stay out of the 25 foot. And by hook or by crook, it got built where it got built. And there you have it.
So you get forgiveness.
Sometimes.
Any other questions?
Is the fee worth the hassle?
That's why we've instituted the $50 minimum, because, yes, sir, in some instances it may not be worth that, but the $50 minimum should cover it. Yes, sir.
Mike, would you read the resolution, please?
Yes, sir. And this is a pretty lengthy resolution as well. The following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of the Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its October 25th, 2010 meeting. Whereas the Brazos River Authority owns the property below the 1,000-foot contour at Possum Kingdom Lake for the purpose of maintaining an inundation area for the reservoir, open parents, the lake bed, closed parent, and also owns land above the 1,000-foot contour, which it has leased to more than 1,500 separate lessees for residential purposes, open parent, the leased land, closed parent, and whereas the 1,000-foot contour is a meandering line that changes naturally over time with erosion and accretion and is the lakeside boundary for most of the leased land, and whereas in conjunction with the legislatively mandated sale of these residential leases, the Brazos River Authority conducted a survey of the leased land, including a survey of the 1,000-foot contour, which survey recorded many improvements encroaching into the lake bed from the leased land, including residential structures, retaining walls, concrete pads, fences, sheds, pump houses, and other similar structures. And whereas the Brazos River Authority's Federal Energy Regulatory Commission FERC license generally does not permit encroachments into the lake bed, and the Brazos River Authority generally requires the removal of the same. And whereas, notwithstanding such requirement and taking into consideration the nature of the legislatively mandated sale process, the financial environmental aspects of removing a residential structure, and potential hazards to navigation on the lake, the Brazos River Authority is amenable to allowing certain lake bed encroachments to remain in place, subject to ultimate FERC approval and the specific requirements set forth herein. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts the following policy regarding improvements encroaching into the lake bed. 1. Except as provided in paragraphs 2 and 3 below, all improvements encroaching into the lake bed must be removed. 2. Enclosed habitable residential structures and those improvements attached to and a part of the residential structure, such as porches or decks, open parent, this does not include other lake bed encroachments not attached to the residential structures, such as boathouses, on-water facilities, fences, sheds, or retaining walls, closed parent, encroaching into the lake bed as of October 25, 2010, may remain in place subject to the following. A. The owner of the residential structure must execute the Brazos River Authority's agreement regarding encroachments below a 1,000-foot contour line, which agreement shall be revocable by the Brazos River Authority and shall require the owner to assume all responsibility and liability for the structure, and B. The owner of the residential structure shall maintain and repair the structure, but shall not construct, expand, alter, repair, replace, or otherwise modify that portion of the structure encroaching into the lake bed, and C. The portion of the residential structure encroaching into the lake bed shall be subject to the Brazos River Authority's annual encroachment fee of 10 cents per square foot, $50 minimum, beginning January 1, 2011, and D. The encroaching residential structure shall be subject to the FERC approval. Number 3. Retaining walls and concrete pads that conform to the bottom of the lake bed, which encroach into the lake bed as of October 25, 2010, and which the Brazos River Authority determines in its sole discretion do not create a hazard of navigation, may remain in place subject to the following. A. The continued presence of any such structure shall not give the adjacent landowner or lessee any right, title, or interest in the area occupied by or surrounding such structure. And B. The structure may not be repaired or maintained without the prior written consent of the Brazos River Authority. And C. The Brazos River Authority reserves the right to require the removal of such structure at its sole discretion. Be it further resolved that the Brazos that any Brazos River Authority lessee or property owner who has a residential structure encroaching into the lake bed must execute an agreement regarding encroachments below the 1,000-foot contour line on or before January 1st, 2011, or such residential structures shall be subject to the removal at the sole discretion of the Brazos River Authority and the lessee's sole expense. And be it further resolved that upon transfer of a lease or property without a residential structure encroaching into the lake bed, the new owner must execute a new agreement regarding encroachments below the 1,000-foot contour line prior to such transfer, or such residential structure shall be subject to removal at the sole discretion of the Brazos River Authority and at the owner's sole expenses. And be it further resolved that the Brazos River Authority Board of Directors hereby adopts the Brazos River Authority agreement regarding encroachments below the 1,000-foot contour line in the form presented to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority on October 25th, 2010.
Heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Moved by Ball, second by Barr. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluitt?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Abstain.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Thank you. Moving on